Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Good morning. Good morning. Nice to be here again. I always appreciate the opportunity to do this. Sometimes it gets complex as we continue to watch. What is it, Kabuki Theater? We watch theater and entertainment all week with the Trump White House. And one thing that has become apparent, and I'll substantiate that here. I mean, I could substantiate it with a number of things. And no, I'm not on a anti-Trump bandwagon by any stretch of the imagination. But this has gone beyond the point where almost anyone can figure out what's going on, except to say, and I've said it, got a 71-year-old man here who's done things one way, his way, his whole life, and hasn't been able to successfully, from a point of diplomacy, to make the move into the White House. It should be advantageous having a business background. And on the other hand, it's working against Trump. What I'm concerned about is, I'm concerned about a lot of things, and I'll delve into some of them here this morning. But I have tremendous concern about the fact that these witch hunters on the far left are going to dig and dig and dig, probe and probe and probe. Meanwhile, I haven't heard much of what's come of the Donald Trump Jr. and Jared Kushner interactions with the Russians. You know why? Because the answer is zero. But here's what worries me, is that Democrats, Republicans, the media, Hollywood, I don't know what the percentage of Americans are. It may be 35-40% are intent on getting Donald Trump out of office. And if they end up, if Mueller, who I think already violated his role, if Mueller continues to talk about expanding the role into Trump's business background, I don't have any doubt that he's going to find something. Transgressions. I don't know whether it's illegal activity. I've been around in the business world long enough to know that you use every single legal loophole you can use to strengthen your position. But a guy who's a billionaire, and I don't know whether it's one or eight. I don't know what the number is. Maybe putting a value. You know, a lot of people, when they have businesses, they put a value on the business. It's called goodwill. So I may have a business that generates $6 million a year, $2 million in goodwill. I have no clue how Trump worked, except to say I don't have any doubts, and I'm not hiding it, that he was one tough SOB in business. And he came out getting out of bankruptcy in a number of his enterprises, not from so much his own doing as the economy in Atlantic City. But when you've been involved in hundreds and hundreds, maybe a couple of thousand lawsuits, I mean, this is This is what happens. You're a success, but you're also a target. He's trying to bring that mentality to the White House. And I don't condemn him for doing it, except to say, Mr. President, don't you think it's time to stop? Apparently the answer is no. And when he brought in a mafia thug-like Anthony Scaramucci to become his chief of staff, I mean his communications advisor, hold on, I don't want to jump ahead of myself. And what Scaramucci did, and lots of news how they're cut from the same mold, both growing up in New York. What Scaramucci did with his vulgarity in an interview with a New York Times reporter, a New York New Yorker reporter, who has been has an unfavorable position, to say the least, against Trump and his administration. It to me, it kind of defies logic. I couldn't even begin to repeat what he said. It is that vulgar. It's something that maybe two guys on the street will say to one another in a conversation. I don't use that kind of talk. And I don't think anybody listening to this show does. And yet, Trump obviously is endorsing it, which I think in so many ways tarnishes his image, that he is either trying to restore or he frankly doesn't care, and I tend to think now it's the latter. He needs a hatchet man. Scaramucci is. He's the hatchet man, apparently, because the battle was going on between him and Reince Priebus. He won that battle. Priebus is gone. And Steve Bannon. And they're having a meeting in the White House, a staff meeting today. Imagine sitting around that table with Trump, Steve Bannon, Anthony Scaramucci, Jared Kushner. Wow. Priebus, I think there's an explanation for, and I think he was responsible for a lot of the leaks. See, my perception of Priebus, he's a bright, tough guy. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But I tend to think he was part of the Rhino movement in this country. Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, I won't disagree. Too many leaks from the White House, and they were never stopped. He won that fight. He obviously won it with Trump's approval. He went in there gangbusters. I think Trump loved it. The next battle is what happens with Bill Bannon, who his words are even more unkind to. I mean, Steve Bannon. And they're going to sit in that same office today. Now, there's one X factor that's been brought into this. And I have to say that even though he's a military man, because I'm predisposed towards having an incredible like of most people in the military, excluding Flynn. And I don't know what he can do. I know what he's done in terms of his job for Homeland Security. He and Jeff Sessions, and I assume Mattis, are being very effective in what they're doing. But I tend to think this is a good move, bringing John Kelly in. If Trump lets him do his job, Kelly lost a son in Afghanistan in 2010. He's the real deal. Nobody can doubt his love of country or his devotion. If Trump doesn't let him pull the strings and make the decisions and keeping that pecking order in check, I think we're in for even more serious problems, because it's just more food for fodder for the far left and the media. And I think it's become quite apparent the media isn't going to throw in the towel. And I think Trump is having a difficult time, especially when he mentions that this job is tougher than he thought. I thought it would be incredibly tough. You can't get into someone's head. And the tactics and the strategies that are used in business, now don't underestimate his intelligence. It should not be underestimated. But what he did in business, he can't just directly transfer here to the White House. He could use that business background to be more effective, which is why, in so many ways, even though I don't think Romney was the perfect guy, that I think this whole issue of business, I don't think anybody would be bold enough to do what Trump is doing, and this is a time for bold moves. But I think Romney, I think Romney blew it big time, and that set up the stage for Trump. The question is, how effective will Trump be right now in the light of all these new threats? And I'll talk about some of them. And what is truly his relationship? We know what it is here, but what's his relationship overseas with all the foreign powers? We'll look into that, starting with Russia, when we come back from a break. This is Stu Taylor. My website is stutaylor.com. And we'll see you back here in just a minute or two.
Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
This is Speaker Newt Gingrich, and I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, who does one of the most educational and thoughtful interviews on radio today. It's always interesting to interact with Stu to see where his mind is coming from, and once again, he raised a lot of great issues.
All right, back to the news of the day, or at least a bit of the news of the day, and a comment by Newt Gingrich, and that's that Trump and Scaramucci speak the same language. Also, comments coming from other people in the media, just Corey Lewandowski. Let Trump be Trump. This he told to General John Kelly. And I don't think you have any choice. I think the realization has come that either Trump is going to make the decision, since he's standing at the top of the heap, to change or not to change or to modify his behavior. Obviously thin-skinned. But there are some important decisions I think he had better realize and make while the opportunities exist. Situation with Russia. There's always a justification or a contradictory statement or thought that can be made on this relationship. Everybody was talking about how Trump was in the bag with Putin. There's less and less talk right now. Of course, if you turn on MSNBC and CNN, it's just a constant barrage of Trump and never a mention of that our next great president may be Maxine Waters. I just can't get over this. And Putin is discarding 755 people from its diplomatic staff in Russia. It's quite a move, and has a lot of effects, being that the number is this high when I think there's 1,000 at start. This follows sanctions put forth by the United States on Russia, additional sanctions. And I want to see where the boo birds come in right now and talk about how Trump and Putin have a great relationship. There are a lot of misconceptions. I, for example, am one who believes in negotiating with just about anyone, excepting those you can't negotiate with. I wouldn't negotiate with the Palestinians, because the answer is always the same. I wouldn't negotiate with Iran under these conditions, because the answer is always the same. I would negotiate with Russia because it's reasonable to think that any assistance Russia can give us on defeating ISIS, and I don't know what their part in it right now is, but I do know that ISIS is being crushed. Obama wouldn't do it because he wanted to contain them. People in Obama's administration wanted to give them love and jobs and security. That's how off the track of normality the people in the Obama administration were. And all this good stuff, immigration, jobs, businesses getting money, talk of billions of dollars being pumped into our economy, the oil pipeline. People say, what has Trump accomplished? They say that because of the horrific stalemate issue of Obamacare. And I blame this. I'll tell you who I blame this on. Regardless of whether you're for repeal, repeal and replace, or leave it alone, you can't blame Trump for not wanting to get this resolved. And you can't blame Trump for the absolute and utter stupidity of the Republican Party for letting all these years go by while Barack Obama ruined this country and not having a unified plan. Did they not think they'd win the White House in 2016? It's hard to conceive of this. In my conclusion, I was going to make an analogy to seeing doctors, only I think I better hold on that analogy because I think most doctors are superb. But I don't know if you've ever found yourself going to a doctor and suggesting what the diagnosis is and you being right. It's happened to me a couple of times. Doesn't mean that I totally lose faith in the medical profession. We all need it, and we all need most of the people who are competent. But I have such a low opinion of Congress. It's beyond belief how these men and women like Susan Collins and Maxine Waters want to let you know the women are involved as well here. How do you go about and wipe the slate clean and bring in a whole new Congress with the exception of a handful? And by the way, I was talking about Obamacare. I want to say hats off to a guy I've always taken certain exceptions to regarding his view on Israel and our foreign policy. But the more I see and listen to Rand Paul, the more respect I tend to gain for him. Here's a bit of information for all of you out there. I don't know if you're aware of the fact that the only person in Congress who doesn't get their special, wonderful insurance benefits and chooses Obamacare to set an example is Rand Paul. That's quite a statement. And I would come back and I would ask Congress, if Obamacare or one of these replaceable programs, which is loaded with controversy, is so good, why don't you take your current insurance and get rid of it and jump on Obamacare? I'd ask these questions head on. And I just wonder what the collection of responses would be. Of course, these politicians are so well rehearsed in lying or skirting the issue that it probably wouldn't make, you know, they'd have an answer that most people would accept. I wouldn't accept it. But I'm happy to see, ending this on a positive note, I got two comments to make about the Kellys. I'm thrilled to see Megyn Kelly has failed in her first six attempts and her show has been, quote, suspended. Pay her off and get her out of there. Fox won't take her back. Can't stand Megyn Kelly. But I do love John Kelly. and I am a heterosexual. We'll come back after a break.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas Think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is. If getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Biz Talk Radio. You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Speaker Newt Gingrich, and I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, who does one of the most educational and thoughtful interviews on radio today. It's always interesting to interact with Stu to see where his mind is coming from, and once again, he raised a lot of great issues.
The late, great Wilson Pickett. Classic. So back to the issues facing Trump. And, I have to say this. Honest to God, if you've been listening to me for years, I'm not one who calls. I call very few things unique. If it's unique, it's unique. My pet peeve is when people say this is very unique. It's just my pet peeve. It's either unique or it isn't. But they tend to say everything is unique, and this is the most unique. It's just my own pet peeve. I jump on anyone who says it. Which leads me where I'm going here by saying Donald Trump is, he really is one of a kind. And I would think that patriotic loving Americans would understand the mess that we're in and would come to a very reasonable conclusion. It was George Bush who was responsible for every wrongdoing until Trump came along. Now Trump is responsible for all of the problems that we have domestically and all of the problems that we're having all over the world. And I'm not exaggerating this. He has undertaken the most difficult task anybody in politics has ever undertaken. And unfortunately, he's making things worse for himself. Let's look at North Korea. How do you approach the North Korean problem? What do you do? Words come out now that Kim Il-sung has developed nuclear warheads that are going to be able to be mounted on a missile and reach not only our West Coast, but Boston, Washington, Philadelphia. How scary is this? Will he use them? If pressed, he will. The United States has very few options. They've been unable to cooperate with China on this. China thinks it's in their best interest not to stir the pot too much. Russia is doing more trade than ever with North Korea. This was after part of Trump's talks to join forces in taking punitive measures. He tends to go places, negotiate deals, and this is, let me be very clear. This is not a knock against Trump. There are some things that are out of the hands of anybody but miracle workers. What do we do with North Korea, considering that they have the, I don't know why you just don't assume they have the capabilities to do it now. Just look at their latest test. It's frightening. And you've got a leader who's insane. I got an email from that's the same friend of mine that annoys me every day. I hope you're listening, Bill. Every country has its sovereign right to have nuclear weapons. I mean, do I even have to give an answer to that, including North Korea? When the nuclear missile hits your town, let me know, will you? Except that I probably won't be around to respond. So what do you do with North Korea? More sanctions haven't worked, but why not use more sanctions? A pinpoint strike at a key nuclear site, would that be a deterrent for North Korea? High risk. All of these attempts to get into a state of, and I do believe we should get into a negotiation with this madman, because we have waited too long. And yeah, Trump scares me when he says we're not going to tolerate them to have the nuclear power to attack us. They could do it right now in South Korea and wipe out everybody and our 28,000 troops. This isn't like the master psychological, strategic, and tactical approach you would use with other countries. Is Kim Un-jung, is he brilliant or is he a madman? Well, the answer to number two is yes. Answer to number one, I don't know how smart he is. I think the only person we can ask is Dennis Rodman. And now, come on, how smart is Dennis Rodman? So North Korea remains a big problem. And I sit and I watch the experts like Richard Haass, whom I have tremendous respect for, and others, try to find a solution where, you know, quite frankly, there isn't one. Or if it's there, it's going to require us to buckle our knees and somehow arrange a talk with Kim Un-jung. I don't know where we go. I always used to say there are solutions to all problems. But when you reach a certain point, whether it's in human relationships or international relations, sometimes it just becomes impossible and you have to live with the problem. Now Trump is threatening to cancel the agreement, it's not a contract, the agreement between us and North Korea. I mean, I wholeheartedly support that. We know they're cheating. We know what they're on the road to. You can't get back the $150 billion that our dear leader gave them. But I would terminate, I would absolutely terminate this disagreement. And yes, there are risks and there'll be threats. How many of these threats can you handle at one time? Then you've got the issue of Russia, which in many ways, I think in really all ways, is much more complex. We can't sit face to face with North Korea or Iran. And by the way, they're allied too, which tells you that North Korea's got a lot of backing. The situation with Russia is tremendously complicated. And I think most people, or many people in this country, just rushed to overestimate the coziness between Trump and Putin. The naivety, I don't think, is there that was there with George Bush when he says, I looked into his eyes and saw the soul of a good man. I mean, we all make blunders. We all make stupid mistakes. I'm sitting here thinking of some of the dumb things I've said that I wish I could take back. It's part of being human. Except you almost have to have a superhero apparatus or a different mindset in order to govern effectively and make sure that you don't say some of the things that are out there that are obvious. Sometimes the best thing you can do is to do nothing rather than do something that requires undoing. You know, remarks that all presidents have made, Gerald Ford and President-to-be Howard Dean, another nutcake, They come back to haunt you forever. Trump has got a lot of them. And yet it doesn't deter him at all. He quite frankly just moves on. And as Corey Lewandowski said to General Kelly said, let Trump be Trump. Let him be himself, because it's quite obvious that nobody has any effect on him as far as changing his personality. Just not going to happen. I mean, he goes and talks to the Boy Scouts and talks about politics, which I thought was terrible. And he opens up by saying, I'm not here to talk about politics. He has a tendency to contradict himself in the same sentence. And guess what? And I've said it many times here. Got to live with it. I got to live with it. And what have we got ahead coming up? Do we go after another plan to implement or to repeal Obamacare and possibly replace it? Do we move on to tax reform? It's going to be very difficult to get unanimity in tax reform. I almost think we have to move over to the infrastructure and spend the $1.2 trillion. I think that would be a bipartisan choice, and I don't think the Democrats would have any exception to spending more money. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658 and use promo code STEW. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the legal exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Senator Joe Lieberman. I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, and it was a great one. Just good conversation, smart. Asked me some questions that people haven't asked me before about my book, and I look forward to coming back with Stu again.
Chess game, next move. Trump, I'd say, and Congress, but they're useless. I hate to even refer to Congress. Tax reform. Corporate tax breaks reduced from 35 to 15 or 20%. Larry Kudlow subscribes to it. And when Larry Kudlow subscribes to something, I generally agree. Our infrastructure. Except, how do you budget the money for infrastructure without taking care of the deficit reduction and debt reduction? That's pretty much why so many people have objected to Obamacare being addressed first. And I'm saying, in a sense, it should have been addressed first, because that's the most potent issue facing all of us, one-sixth of the economy. And I'll say it again, those stupid Republicans never did anything. Talked about how they had bills and they put it on Harry Reid's desk. Well, they don't have to put them on Harry Reid's desk now. Obviously, Trump is desperate for this. The Republicans are facing all kinds of serious doubts about their ability to enact big portions of their agenda in the wake of the collapse of Obamacare. And this, consequently, will affect all other major programs being put forth. 200 days of Trump and his presidency. I mean, is that frightening how fast it's gone? And the Republican Congress and administration are now making rather overt signals to get to tax reform. It's an issue that has, I'd like to say it has the issue to unify Republicans. But, you know, and whether the filibuster is going to be eliminated is one thing, whether we're going to need 50 or 60 votes. I can tell you that it's going to be difficult to get unanimity from the Republicans. Not impossible, because everybody wants it. They'll get no cooperation from the Democrats. If this were the best bill in the world, the Democrats wouldn't pass it, because they care more about burying the Republicans than they do about helping this country. And I'll say that to anybody's face. So the conflicting signals are up there, all between the White House and the Senate GOP and the turmoil that has really, if you can see that the energy, the zip, is gone from the Republican Party. Nobody wants to step their foot into this. The White House is, I hate to say it, but there's no leadership coming from them as well. And if anything, they're making things more difficult. And I don't see that changing, nor do a lot of other people in the Republican Rhino ring or the conservative ring, or if there are any moderates, the moderate ring. So I think it was back in January that Paul Ryan had a 200-day agenda at the joint Senate-House retreat, wherever that is, to put forth a budget for 2018. And it doesn't seem we're going that fast, that far. And the reason is, part of the reason is Trump's clear proclivity to continue to tweet at all ridiculous hours of the morning. If Trump had subscribed to doing the same things that he's doing and yet appeared statesmanlike and dignified, although this contradicts an article I read last week about it's time to get rid of dignity, so there's somewhat of a conflict. But that doesn't mean you have to come out and have somebody like Scaramucci making those statements. Doesn't mean that you have to come out and humiliate Jeff Sessions, who, by the way, will be in that meeting today. There's a lot of disappointment out there in both parties, and the Senate is extending stay in Washington for 2 more weeks. The House, oh, the poor House, they've got it so tough. They left for August and aren't going to return until after Labor Day. Those poor, poor fellows and women, they just haven't had it easy in so long. Blame is everywhere. And you can ask yourself whether, and it is bullying, whether Trump's bullying style has helped advance his agenda or proved to be counterproductive. His style, like him or not, and I support him 100%, doesn't go well on Capitol Hill. How do you insult people, threaten senators, judges, and then generate goodwill? John McCain is not one of my favorite people. But how could have Trump, in the face of a population that adored McCain for the torture he chose to suffer in a POW camp in Vietnam for 6 years, and call him, he's not a hero. The heroes are the ones who don't get caught. I mean, there's no disguising this. Statements like that are purely stupid. You can't even find a rationale to defend it. Because once you say it, it's there. And it's, well, you always hear people say, well, I really don't mean it, or I really apologize. You know what most people apologize for? Not for how rotten they are. They apologize for getting caught. And then in so many cases, they go back to the same dismal behavior that got them there. So there's no majority working together. The White House is in disarray. I like the Kelly move. I don't like the Scaramucci move, but that was done with intent in line with Trump's personality. And one of these two has to go, you know. The hatred is too intense. It's either going to be Steve Bannon or it's going to be Anthony Scaramucci. By the way, I'm staying. This is Stu Taylor. Thanks for listening.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,